You know,
this isn't a good song.
You know, you have a song about your line of work. There's no song about concrete finishers.
Yeah. There may be.
Lord knows I tried.
Come on, Gary.
Oh, man. Well, you have made me feel a little bit like Santa Claus today, toting a brand new train air conditioning system in the back of my gift bag. And we are lighting up the internet machine with entries.
That's great.
So we've got a lot of scrolling to look at when we get to the bottom of the hour news break. But I wanted to change the subject here just a little bit. Rias, air conditioning and home performance. And it's the home performance I like to focus on.
Sure.
It just gives you the whole picture. And Jeff, if I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times, where a homeowner wants to stick it to the man.
Sure.
You know, they want to beat the utility company no matter how much. They'll spend thousands and thousands of dollars on gimmicks and things that they'll never get a return on investment just to drop their summer bill $1.
Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, it applies in your home and also to the utility providers. So.
It does. And where I see people throw a lot of money, because it's fairly inexpensive, is insulation.
Sure.
It is inexpensive to get it installed.
It is.
And I try and tell people, that's not necessarily the first place to start to get your return.
That's right.
So take it away. I've sermonized it enough. You give me the Jeff sermon on that.
It's not just one thing, right? So insulation is critical, right? But that doesn't mean if you go poke your head up in your attic and reach your hand down, or you know, drop a tape measure down and you have a few 5 or 6 inches of insulation, that simply blowing another 10 or 12 inches on top of that's going to solve all your problems. So when we look at your house as a system, all the different components should be addressed, right? So whether that's new windows or shade screens for your windows, or any kind of treatment to block that heat gain, that heat exposure, you know, that's kind of your first defense. And then back and tied with properly designed, properly sealed, properly installed duct system, registers in the correct locations, insulation being at its adequate level, right? And then a properly installed and properly functioning air conditioning system. So those are the main components. You're right. You don't want to throw all your eggs into the insulation basket and think that all your problems are going to be solved. And
people think the heat in their attic puts a bigger load on their system than it really does.
Sure.
The heat in your attic is only about 10% of your total air conditioning bill.
Correct.
You really need to start looking at your outside walls.
Yep.
Take a look at your penetrations. Is your weather stripping good on your doors? Sunscreens on your windows? Landscape shading on the west and the south?
Yeah.
People want the easy solution. No, I'm just going to have them throw 6 inches of insulation and I'd be done with it.
Right.
And well, I learned from Todd.
Sure.
That insulation improperly installed, if you don't install it properly, it loses 50% of its efficiency.
Yeah, just a 5% failure rate in insulation decreases the R value by 50%. So
if I go in my living room and I want to drop in some sound around speakers down through the ceiling, and I've got to move about 3 square feet of insulation away so I can drop that in.
50%.
I've just dropped the overall efficiency of that room.
Yep.
One half.
So that's your. We see it the most in recessed can lighting, especially if you did it after the fact. You know, there's a good chance there's about 12 to 14 inch perimeter around each one of those can lights of just sheetrock.
And so it decreases your insulation value, and then it creates a draft.
Sure.
And people want to put attic fans in, take the heat out.
Yeah.
That now they're sucking the air conditioning straight out of their house into the attic and throwing it over in the neighbor's yard.
Exactly. So a critical component of adding insulation isn't just simply going out and start shooting it all over the attic, right? There's a thorough inspection needs to be done One thing that our analysts do when they come out to your house is a full attic inspection, which means we're tracing every inch of the attic to look at those cam lights, to look at the speakers, to look at the outlets, to look at whatever penetrations you have in your ceiling, that those are sealed and then properly insulated over the top of that barrier.
I love the smoke test, because nobody believes this until you turn the smoke machine on.
And yep.
Holy, you got to call the fire department and say, this house will not be on fire.
Right.
We're doing a smoke test and it's just going to look like it's on fire. We'll be drawing here, bottom of the hour break, for that new Trane air conditioning.